Today, we'd like to see the book of Job, chapter 10, verses 1 to 22, under the title of Confusion. For online study people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verses 1 and 2, my soul loathes my life. I will give a free course to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, do not condemn me. Show me why you contend with me. What is Job doing? What is Job doing? Question 2, in verse 15, if I am wicked, woe to me. Even if I am righteous, I cannot lift up my head. I am full of confusion. See my misery. What does this verse mean? What does this verse mean? Last question in verses 21-22. Before I go to the place from which I shall not return, to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, a land as dark as darkness itself, as the shadow of death, without any order, where even the light is like darkness. What does your view here and letter? What does Job view here and letter? First of all, we'd like to see the brief background to understand today's chapter. First of all, Job chapter 1 verses 1 to 2, what Job is. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. That man was blameless and upright, right? Up to the Lord, and one who fears God. He had holy fear of God and shunned the evil. He avoided the evil. And 7 sons, 3 daughters were born to him. Also, his possession was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys. So extremely, he had a lot of possession, domestic animals at that time, and a very large household. So he had a mansion. So that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. Probably he was the richest in the East. Also, he was a good man in the standard of the people. But he lost all possessions and children. Then Job chapter 1 verse 21, Job confessed. He said, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave it, and the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But still, Job kept his faith. But Job 2, chapter 7 to 10, so Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils. Now Job lost his health from the sole of his foot and to the crown of his head. So the crown, you know, from head up to the foot, you know, entire body, he suffered painful boils. Boils also his body, he felt, you know, scratched. And he took for himself a posture with which to scrape himself, because he needed a scratch, while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Do you still hold firmly to your integrity to God? Curse God and die. But Job said to his wife, you speak as one of the foolish women speaks, shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity? In all, this Job did not sin with his lips. So still, Job kept his faith, even if he felt so painful. But last chapter, up to 9, three friends of Job visited on Job. Basically, their counsel, Job, you have a sin or a hidden sin. That sin causes your present adversity, such as the loss of possessions, loss of children, loss of your health. Then, today chapter, Job murmuring, bitterness by himself to the Lord. Verse 1, my soul loathes my life. My soul, my consciousness hates my life. Or I am tired of my life. I will give a free course to my complaint. I want to make my complaint freely, without control. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. The bitterness problem, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 15, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. Bitterness is falls short of the grace of God, not meeting the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness spring up, cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. So bitterness itself not only defile you, but also your neighbors, your surrounding too. So, but here, Job expressed his bitterness over my soul. I will say to God, do not condemn me. So do not punish me right away. So still keep mercy. Do not condemn me. Show me why you contend with me. So Job's Job's complaint to God for the reason why God allowed such pains. Why you contend with me? Why God allowed such pains, loss of possessions, children, and health? So question one and answer to Job's complaint to God for the reason why God allowed such pains. So that is question one answer. What is Job doing? Job is doing complaint to whom? To God. For what? For the reason why you allowed me the present pains. Verse 3, does it seem good to you, to God, that you should oppress, that you, God, should despise the work of your hands? The work of your hands, such as Job. Job is also a creature, family members, also creatures of God, domestic animals. You despise God's creatures, such as Job, family members, domestic animals, and smile on the counsel of the wicked. Here, counsel of the wicked implying his friend's counsel. Job's present pains caused by Job's sin or a hidden sin. It's a problem is humans do not know all facts. The problem is we do not know all facts. Only God knows all facts. So, from insufficient knowledge, conclusion is always wrong, because the conclusion should come from sufficient facts. The problem is we don't know all facts. Because we see certain good Christians who suffer a lot of things, but we don't know why God allowed suffering to him or to her. Romans chapter 8, verse 18, For I reckon that the sufferings of a present time, the suffering, because some good Christians, as we announced today, many church members are suffering, painfulness, from illness, sickness. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So present suffering is limited to our lifetime, so cannot compare to eternal life, eternal glory. We are living with the Lord forever. So also chapter 8 verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. So we love God. So although we bear the present pains and suffering, difficulty, but we know that all things work together for good, not evil, not bad, because I love God. To them who are the called according to God's purpose. So those who are called according to God's purpose. So all born again Christians are called according to God's purpose. So that's why we need that faith. That faith might overcome the present pains or difficulty. Verse 31, Romans chapter 8. What shall we then say to this thing? If God be for us, who can be against us? God the Almighty. God is for us, who can be against us? Obviously not. So, which means God using the present pains to mold us in the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. So make us more perfect image of the Lord Jesus Christ in order to sanctify us. God allows difficulty, painfulness, although we do not understand right now. But we know in the future glory cannot be compared with the present painfulness or sufferings. Then, verse 4, do you have eyes of flesh? Right here is God's eyes, not human eyes. So this is a rhetorical question to God. Do God have eyes of flesh? Obviously not. Or do you see as a man see? God's see is different from man sees, obviously not. Are your days like the days over a metal man? Obviously not. Are your years, God's years, like the days of a mighty man, even strong, like a soldierman days? Are different. The soldier's days is limited to his lifetime, but God's years are forever. That you should seek for my iniquity. So you should seek more my fault. And search out my sin, although you know that I am not wicked. So here is Job said, you know that I am innocent, which meaning I am not deserving the present painfulness. And there is no one who can deliver from your hand. So yeah, obviously God is almighty, God can do whatever he wants. So human being cannot interrupt God's work. Verse 8, your hands have made me and fashioned me. Here, verses 8 to 12, how God created Job. So Job expressed his creature. So verse 8, your hands have made me and fashioned me like me, integrate unity. So he made a lot of parts into one unity of the body as a Job. Yet you destroy me, but you destroyed me. Remember, I pray that you have made me like a clay. So God made Job out of a clay. And will you turn me into dust again? Which means, will you turn Job into dead body through his present painfulness into dust again? So basically, simply meaning, do you want to kill me? Do you want to make me die again? So verse 10, did you not pour me out like milk? So, and curdle me like a cheese. So curdle, stir up in the milk, coming out to cheese, like a cheese. Cheese is expression of his body, skin, like that. Clothe me with skin and flesh, and knit me together with bones and sinews. Sinews is a muscle, string. That is sinews, bones and sinews. And you have granted me life and favor, and your care has preserved finally my spirit. This one integrate all one unity. So you made me like the present shape. Verse 13, and these things, life and favor, you have hidden in your heart, God's heart. I know that this is with you. So my life is totally your control. Verse 14, if I sin, then you mock me. So, or you punish me and will not acquit me of my iniquity. So do not forgive me if I sin. But verse 15, if I am wicked, woe to me, allow me calamity to me, or the suffering to me, even if I am righteousness. But even if I am righteous, or I am innocent, I cannot lift up my head. I am full of confusion, because Job did not understand why God allowed the present painfulness over lost an entire material possessions, domestic animals and houses, also children, 10 children. But basically, he did not understand. So that's why he said, I am full of confusion. What's going on? So because while I see now misery, so now I am seeing my affliction, I see my misery. So he couldn't understand. So verse 15 means if I am wicked, I am doing wrong, so you punish me. But if I am innocent, I cannot lift up my head, because I am confused while I am seeing the present misery. Verse 16, if my head is exalted, you hunt me like a fierce lion. This is like a cynical the complaint to God. So my head is excited, exalted, so he wants to try to survive. So you, God, hunt me like a fierce lion. And again, you show yourself awesome against me. Here, awesome, usually this term, using good God. God is awesome. Usually great thing. But here, awesome term is using the misery thing. Also, this Job made a cynical statement. Yourself awesome against me. You treat me to be so suffering, so painful. That's awesome. Verse 17, you renew your witnesses against me. Here, witnesses is Job's friends. They bring my friend against me. Their counsel not really comfort to Job, really sort of accusing, kind of, because Job's present painfulness caused by your sin or hidden sin. And increase your indignation, your anger toward me. Changes and war are ever with me. Why then have you brought me out of the womb? Here is basically, God, why did you allow me to be born? Why was I born? Why didn't I die? So why then have you brought me out of the womb, his mother's womb? Or there I had perished, and no eye had seen me. So if I die, I couldn't see. I would have been as if I had not been. I would have been carried from the womb to the grave. So I want to die instantly after I am born out of my mom. Are not my days a few? Cease, leave me alone that I may take a little comfort. Right here, so a little comfort before he dies. Verse 21, before I go to the place, which meaning before I go to the death's place from which I shall not return. Here, the death's place, one way, you know, your life will not be circulated, you know, one way. I shall not return to the land of darkness and the shadow of death. So death's place is darkness, no light. Verse 22, a land as dark as darkness itself, you know, repetition here, as the shadow of death, without any order, without any order to punish or to reward, where even the light is like darkness. So verses 21, 22, the view of death's place. But here Job, you know, made a view of the place of death. That's a view, you know, atheist view, not, you know, believer's view. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, physically or naturally, but after this, the judgment. Judgment two way, to Christian, to make judgment to give a reward, but to non-Christian, so judgment, eternal death. Also, but later, Job made a view, the death place, Job chapter 19, verse 26, and though after my skin won't destroy this body, so after I die physically, yet in my flesh shall I see God. So the latter point, the Job express his face, you know, after I die, I will see God. So that's why here Job was really confused. So let's see each question. In verses 1 and 2, my soul loathes my life. I will give a free course to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, do not condemn me. Show me why you contend with me. What is Job doing? Here, Job is doing complaint to God for the reason why God allowed such pains, lots of possessions, children, and health. Question 2, in verse 15, if I am wicked, woe to me, even if I am righteous, I cannot lift up my head. I am full of confusion. See my misery. What does this verse mean? If Job is wicked, so God allowed him calamity, painfulness, suffering, but if he's innocent, Job cannot lift up his head because he is full of confusion. Why God allowed this to him, although he's innocent, while he sees his misery. Question 3. In verses 21, 22, before I go to the place from which I shall not return, to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, a land as dark as darkness itself, as a shadow of death without any order, where even the light is like darkness. What does Job view here? Here, Job viewed the death place in the point of atheism, but later, Job made a view to deliver his appeal. So after the, he died, he will see God, you know, deliver his appeal. Let's just sing song all together, last song on bulletin, page 2, number 3.